Hello, this is Father Mike Walker of Father Mike's Podcast, Father Mike's Bible Study Podcast, and the Catholic Combine, the pastor of St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Beaverton, Oregon. If you would like more information about the parish or the podcast, please feel free to email me at frmikewalker@gmail.com. And now, today's podcast. Today's gospel comes from the Gospel according to John. And John emphasizes different aspects of his gospel differently than what we see in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. For example, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus has a lot of parables. There are these stories that have a moral and a lesson that help us to know something about God, his kingdom, and how he functions in our lives and in the world. Whereas in John's gospel, there are no parables. Instead, we have what they call allegories. And these various allegories are very rich in symbolism. And what we're supposed to be able to do is to see this metaphor, this image, and be able to apply that when it comes to who God is and what he does and our response to that. One example of this is the vine and the branches. And Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. We need to be connected to him. And so then there's this great teaching that he gives from that image. So today we have what we call Good Shepherd Sunday because Jesus is focusing on this image of the Good Shepherd. But it's more than just the Good Shepherd. He also specifically calls himself as the gate. You know, so there's the gate and the Good Shepherd. And he explains this imagery in something that would have been very familiar to the people of his own time. We don't really have a lot of sheepfolds in our area. We have maybe fences and pasture. But in that time, there were rocks that were built up, and you would have this circular type of arrangement, and then that would be where the safety and security of the sheep would be, especially at night. And you'd have the shepherd that would have the gate, and he would lay in front of the gate, and he would protect the sheep from anyone or anything, whether those are wild animals or robbers or thieves, that would come and try to get the sheep. And Jesus is using that image, and he's saying today he is the gate, and there's also the gatekeeper. Now, the gatekeeper is God more generally, and then you also have the good shepherd, and the good shepherd brings the sheep out into the pasture and then brings them back into the sheepfold. And he explains also that there are those who are not good shepherds that will jump over the gate or the fence, and they will rob and steal, and they will do with the sheep for their own what they want for their own selfish gain. And so Jesus is drawing a contrast between him and other good shepherds and those who are not good shepherds. And also he's showing this image as something around what the kingdom of God is, that Jesus is the one who lets people in and out of pasture and brings them back into protection, into the sheepfold. And that's symbolic of him bringing us to the kingdom or the household of God. Now, some things to keep in mind is that this image is supposed to be applied in our present situation as well as his situation back then. And so you might think, where does Jesus specifically do this? And the most obvious answer is that Jesus does this within the church, because this image of Jesus protecting us and having that feeding that we need and the voice that we need to hear and the response to that so that it's familiar to us is something that we should experience in the church. And all of us, because we're all sheep at the same time, we have to be attuned to his voice so we know the difference between the lies of the false shepherds and the truth of the good shepherds that God puts in our path. Ultimately, it's because we're connected in the good shepherd who is Jesus. And since we're so familiar with his voice and with his actions and his teachings, that helps us to be able to recognize the authentic voice that we might hear, not only from him, but from other shepherds that Jesus puts in our lives. And so with this in mind, I was thinking back on the church just in general in my own lifetime, and I recognize that I have been so very blessed to have such good shepherds in my life. And the first pope I remember well is John Paul II, And that's just because he was a pope for so long. And Pope John Paul II, he was in 1978 when he started, and he went all the way up until I was ordained. So, you know, it was a long period of time. But there was a time when we had a World Youth Day, and we took a bunch of kids over to Toronto for World Youth Day. And when John Paul II was speaking to the kids, there was this one girl in particular. She wasn't Catholic, but she just went with us as the group. And she was just bawling, and she was saying, "I can tell that he just really loves us, and he really cares for us." And yeah, it's true. You know, it was something that we take for granted, even, that the popes we have had in our lifetime have been such great popes. Now, historically speaking, that has not always been the case. There have been political popes, and there have been corrupt popes in history. But the vast majority of popes, their heart was in the right place, and they were genuinely serving as the voice of Jesus in the world. And we see that reflected in the 2,000 years of history that we have. You know, that we are so blessed that God has given us this church as a way that we're able to function in his sheepfold and in his pasture. But it's, of course, not just the popes. That in my own life, the bishops that I remember have also been very good bishops. I mean, we've been very blessed in that. The two that I know very well would be Archbishop Vlasny and Archbishop Sample. And they both have a heart for God, you know, and they truly care about their people and they care about their priests. And you see that. You know, keep in mind, too, it doesn't mean that we have to agree with every little single thing that anyone does. But if you're looking at it, like, do they have the heart of a shepherd? Are they really the voice of Christ? Then, yes, I do think that that's very safe to say. And also when it comes to priests, I've been very blessed when it comes to priests in my life. Since I was a little kid, the priests have always been good examples of being good shepherds. They have said what needed to be said, even if it's not always so convenient and easy. And it's always been something that has drawn me to be better, a better human being, a better Christian, and a better follower of Christ. You know, and that's the purpose of the church. I was also thinking about presently, like here at St. Cecilia, as well as the other churches in the area. I was like, what if I wasn't a priest? What if I was just a parishioner and I was in any of the churches around here with Father Bill, Father Sean, Father Valentine? You know, it's like I would be totally fine in any of the churches around here. You know, we are truly blessed, and sometimes we can take things for granted and we can get really caught up and focused on things that just don't matter. And so sometimes it's good to take a step back and say, well, okay, if the lesson for today is that Jesus is the good shepherd, and he wants us as his sheep to know him, to recognize his voice, and to follow him, and also for the shepherds that he puts in our path, that they be people who are authentic in what he says and what he does, then I think we can take ownership of that. And that's why, for example, I tend to treat you like adults. And I say, you know, come to church, read your Bibles, pray, learn Catholic teaching, morals, and values, and apply it in the way that you live. Because ultimately, you also are called to be those good shepherds to the people you know, to the people that you go out to, so that they can see in you the authentic voice of Jesus in what you say and in how you live. You know, it's really just kind of part of how Jesus designed things. So that's why it is important for us, first of all, to not just be free-floating sheep out there in the world somehow, unrooted and unattached to anything like a church. It's good that we're here. Also, it's good that we have a parish that we could commit to, that we're not just kind of skipping from one parish to the next. We're not just a bunch of sheep consumers looking for whatever we like, but it's a matter of really committing ourselves to be part of that fold that Jesus gave us, and to do what we can to help it to be what God wants it to be. You know, so all of this is really tied up in this Good Shepherd Sunday. And it's a good reminder to all of us, not only of the blessings we have, that we have such a great shepherd, you know, but to also be thankful for the shepherds he's put in our path, and also to encourage ourselves to be the shepherds he wants us to be. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. May God bless you and be with you as you live out your faith and serve the Lord this week.